Hello, everybody. This is Charles with the Barbershop Group podcast. We are here today with our special guest, Rick Lewis. Rick Lewis is a personal trainer out of North Carolina and is doing some really, really awesome stuff with people who are wanting to improve their overall health. He is the founder of AIP Fitness, and you can check him out on Instagram. He's got some very inspiring videos out there. I have looked at several, and I wince in pain. But he does provide a daily dose of motivation for us. So, Rick, how are you today?
I'm great, man. I'm alive. Good, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy, busy day to speak with us. Rick, the Barbershop Group is an organization that really focuses on men's health. And we do a lot of talking about mental well-being, but, you know, overall well-being. And I thought that today would be a great opportunity for the listeners to get a word from a personal trainer, because I know that you had to make some difficult life choices in order to do what it is that you are doing today. So, that's always something that I think that men need to hear. So Rick, man, talk to me about this. I know that at one point you were a dietitian. And you just, so what happened?
So this is what it was. I went to school with North Carolina A&T State University.
That's you.
That was my degree, was food and nutrition dietetics. So coming in, I was on scholarship to play football. So I can always have that people always need supply and demand. So I've always had a keen interest in food, of course. So I just wanted to break down and see how that really broke down in the body and how that benefited us human beings. But that's the major that I chose, food, nutrition, dietetics. I could have went two ways with it. I could have went food management, or I could have went dietitian, nutritionist route.
Okay.
I chose a nutritionist route only because I can kind of break off into fitness and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Food management was more, you're in the corporate world, you're dealing with cafeterias and stuff like that, and that wasn't my speed. I couldn't see a vision like that.
Gotcha.
So that's what drove me to the nutrition part.
Okay.
It's kind of rare for a male dietitian in healthcare field, because it's mostly women.
Right.
That was a stigma I had to fight against in that healthcare field.
Yeah, gotcha. I see. Yeah, that's very interesting, man. And I hear more and more stories of men and women who are deciding to jump off the corporate wheel and pursue their passions. They become very disgruntled by their experiences in corporate America. A lot of people are getting in tune and in touch with themselves, and they determine, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. There's something else I want to do. You talked about kind of, dealing with the stigma of being a male in a predominantly female environment, but there are probably some other stigmas. What kind of fear did you face making the decision to go into business for yourself?
Just the fear of providing for my family. I wasn't like, okay, I'm about to quit, I'm out of here. I actually made an escape plan. So I started my business 3 years ago. And from that point on, from the first client, I actually saved up all my money. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't something that was like, okay, because that was my main fear, like, okay, how am I going to provide for my family?
Yes.
Because, as a male, as the head of the household, that's number one priority.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was single, it would have been a totally different. If I had no kids, it would have been totally different.
Right.
But I had it, and I actually got out of there earlier than I did because I got terminated.
Wow.
Which was August 16th, which was the best day of my life. Besides my kids being born, man, I'm telling you, man, the freedom is priceless as far as being an entrepreneur.
Yes.
And going out hunt for your own food, man, it's, not relying on a check is great.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go out and be an entrepreneur and, to not have a ceiling on your life financially, freedom-wise. I please go do it. Please go do it. If you have a job, make an escape plan, give yourself a timeline and get out of there. and just go for it. Because I mean, if you don't, what's going to happen? You're going to keep repeating the same thing over and over again. You're going to be there again in another year,
right?
Thinking the same thing. So you just got to go do it, man. We got to get out of that employee mindset, and we have to, you know, get to the entrepreneurial mindset. Now everybody's not like that. That's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But those who are like that and want to pursue your dreams, you got to go get it, man.
Yeah,
you got to be a dream chaser.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting that that you talked about a lot of pieces that you mentioned, but you said that you were terminated. And more and more, I'm learning, and I speak to men about this all the time. I say that, you know, a lot of us may know that we want to do something different. We may know that we need to do something different. But I like to say that, you know, sometimes when we don't move our own legs, God will move those legs for us. Okay. And I think too, in addition to that, when we aren't doing things that we're passionate about, we can find ourselves firing ourselves over and over and over again. And a lot of jobs, they don't care. They're really just looking for labor. They don't care where the labor comes from. And they know that you're expendable. So it doesn't really matter to them. But I think at the core of who we are as men and as human beings, I think that now we're starting to recognize that I want to do something that I'm proud of. I want to do something that my family will be proud of. It's about legacy. Okay. It's about legacy. So it's very interesting that that happened with you the way that it did. So I've got another question for you. And I know that probably very, very few men will admit that they think about this. A lot of guys who are listening, they probably would even hate for me to ask you. But I know, you know, working in addictions, every now and then a man will reveal that he's got body image issues, that sometimes he wishes that he looked a little differently, maybe that his pecs were a little different, or, you know, bigger tries, or whatever the case may be. But, you know, what message do you have for your clients who come in and they've got some of these issues, man? What do you talk to them about?
First of all, man, we sit down before I even, you know, get started with a workout. We have a consultation, man. And I sit down and I ask them the same way we're talking right now. What is the goal that you want to hit?
Yes.
What do you want to change your body? And most males will say, just like you said, man, I want bigger pecs. I want bigger buys. I want to be lean. I'm just trying to get bigger.
So yes.
Males, if the first step is coming to a person and admitting that you want to change your body.
Yes.
For a male, that's big.
Right. Right. No doubt.
Because we as males, we have egos.
Yes.
Majority of my clients are females. I have about 7 males.
Okay.
But even if a male wants to ask you something, man, and they know they need help, they're hesitant to ask you just because of the male ego. So I applaud any male that comes to another person, to another male, and asks for their wisdom. Because, I mean, that's all you're coming to me for, mm-hmm. is the wisdom, because you know that I know more than you do in this field by the way that I look and the knowledge that I have.
Right.
So, kudos to all the males that come. And if you're a male, don't be afraid to ask another guy, man. It's if you don't know anything, it's nothing wrong with going to another person and asking a question. If I don't know anything, if I could figure out a way to get my body better than it is, mm-hmm. you have the knowledge, and I see that your body is, you know, somewhat better than mine, I'm coming to you, I'm talking to you, bro. How did you do this?
Right.
Can you train me on how to do this?
Yes.
It's only gonna make you better.
Yes.
I'm only gonna gain knowledge.
Right.
So we can knock the ego out, and we'll be all right.
Like, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that's very, very important. I speak a great deal about men refusing to live on an island alone. I think a lot of times that's how we find ourselves really, really getting into trouble, is thinking that, you know, nobody else is experiencing what I'm experiencing. Nobody else has an answer to any issue that I'm faced with. And I like to say all the time, the barbershop group was created by guys who had problems to help guys who had problems. You know, I think if we were to walk around and And in fact, I think that's part of the issue that we have today is everybody walks around and just kind of like says, no, I'm good. I got it all together. I don't need any help. No, knowing deep down within, it's like, hey, you know what? I have no idea what I'm doing. I have no idea what I'm doing, right? So another question that I have for you, Rick, you talked about being an entrepreneur, and we've discussed just that clammy issue of having an ego and needing help as a man. Talk to me about being an entrepreneur and being a family man and how difficult that can sometimes be.
It's very, very, very difficult, especially in the beginning.
Yes.
Because, you know, being an entrepreneur, you're going to be, especially laying the foundation first, you're going to be away from home for majority of time out your day.
Yes.
So my main thing is always, if you're an entrepreneur, please make a schedule. Your life has to remain around the schedule. So you have to basically schedule your week on a Sunday
Okay.
throughout the whole week. All right, so that's what I do. That's what I've been doing. That's how I've been successfully doing it. I'll schedule out my whole week on that Sunday morning for the whole week, and I'm talking about from 4:30 a.m. until I get home at 11:30 or 11 a.m.
Wow. Got you.
So any time that I have where I can, slot in a family time, that's mandatory.
Got you.
Okay, so I have to have a date night on a Friday. That's mandatory.
Yes.
So that's keep things smooth. As an entrepreneur, now I have the opportunity to go to my kids' school and sit down and have lunch with them. So that's 10:30, 10:15, 11 o'clock. So that's huge because I don't sometimes get to see them go to bed at nighttime.
Right.
So any time that you have for your work-life balance, because that's all they ask for is time. They don't want your money.
Right.
They don't want daddy. They just want to see daddy, even if it's for 15 minutes. And that, I mean, that's what that is huge, man. If I can preach that to anybody else in the family and starting this, you gotta show time and love to your family,
That's
no matter
right.
what. So you can't let the business become you.
Right.
It's hard to say that and do that because as an entrepreneur and a businessman, you're always thinking your business, no matter what.
Right.
We was on vacation in Myrtle Beach this past weekend, Friday and Saturday. I was still thinking, okay, what am I gonna do? Your wheels are always turning because
Yes.
you kind of want to keep your foot on the gas all the time because you can't let up as an entrepreneur. It's not like you're clocking in and out.
Right.
Like, I'm leaving this business, I'm going home. That's it. No,
Mm-mm.
this is your baby. You got to nurture this thing.
That's right.
So, same way you got to nurture the business, you have to nurture your family. You have to show them attention. So, with my life, I personal train 6.5 days. I
Wow.
make sure on a Sunday, half of my Sunday goes to my family.
Yes.
So from 12 on a Sunday, from 12 to whatever time, everything is cut off.
Got
No
you.
business,
Okay.
all schedules are sent out to my clients.
Yeah.
12 to whatever, that's family time.
Okay.
And then, you
Nice.
know, so it's just little bits and pieces, man, that I've got taught that. I had to learn that on the way.
Wow.
I
Okay.
learned that on the way too. So yeah, it was
Yeah.
bumpy in the beginning, though, I'll tell you that. I ain't gonna sit up here in front like everything was smooth because it wasn't.
I hear you. So, but you sound like you learned from it, and I guess what I hear is a little bit of focus and discipline. If you're sitting down on Sunday and you're preparing for the whole week and everything, and you're doing that repeatedly, you definitely have to be a disciplined individual. And guys, not everybody starts out disciplined. And you heard Rick say he bumped his head up against the wall a few times. I think that we learn from some of those mistakes that we make. But I think that whether you're talking about being a personal trainer or you're your own accountant or whatever it is that you're trying to sit out there and do, you've got to make up your mind that you're going to develop the discipline in order to do it. Now, another thing that I want to highlight for our listeners, Rick, is you talked about being a parent. You talked about being a father and the children needing time. And I mentioned that because even though this is 2018, I think that we men are still struggling with how to be fathers. And I think it's whether we're entrepreneurs or we're in corporate America. I think that we're maybe a little bit uneasy about what our children really need from us. And so, you know, guys, you heard Rick say that they don't want the money. You know, they really want dad's time. And a lot of us grew up, if we grew up with our fathers, great. And then a lot of us didn't grow up with fathers. And even some of us who did, as I've said before, we grew up with fathers who were not truly present. We grew up with fathers who worked so much or didn't know how to deal with things on a personal level. So when they came in, they just kind of checked out. So dad was there, but he wasn't really there. And so maybe you didn't get to have those conversations you felt like you needed to have with dad, right? So time with our children is extremely, extremely important, no matter what jobs and titles we hold. And that's something that we should look at every day. In fact, I think it's easy for us to have our spouses and partners say, okay, what time are we giving to them? I think it's a lot more difficult with children, because children have a different way of communicating, you know, to us. A child may not walk up to dad and say, hey, dad, will you spend time with me? A child may say, hey, would you like to play this video game? It's not about the video game. It's really about the time. I mean, for that child, that video game may be extremely important. He or she may not realize that what they're really asking for is your time. And so as a father, you have to be able to understand your child's love language. Okay. Very, very important. Well, you know, Rick, I don't want to keep you too long, but I do have one question for you. Listen, can you sell me some pecs? can you sell me some pecs? I mean, I've looked all around, man. I don't see anywhere where I can buy them in the store. So, hey, look, hook me up. Okay.
I can sell you a workout plan.
Listen, you know, guys, you all need to really, really check Rick out. As I said, you know, I was on his Instagram page the other day and I saw a young man crying and I could see Jesus in his eyes. Okay, guys. I mean, this guy was putting in some work. He was putting in some serious, serious work, okay? But really, you know, guys, we have to do a really, really good job of taking care of ourselves. We have to take care of our minds. We have to take care of our bodies and our souls. You know, in this day and age, we see so many men who are quietly suffering and hurting. And even for those of us who were former athletes, as some of you guys know, I was an athlete in college. A lot of us have gotten away from taking care of ourselves. And I think that that's a reflection of the lack of self-love that we show for ourselves. So we need to check into that. Okay. Rick, man, I definitely appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to speak to me and to the audience. We will be in touch, because what I would like to do, Rick, as you have time further out in the future, we are putting together a show on fatherhood, and we would definitely like to invite you to that show, where we have several men talking about just the ins and outs of fatherhood, the trials and tribulations of it all, and we would definitely love to hear more from you.
Most definitely. Can I reach on a topic?
Touch on the topic? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Piggyback off of what you said about health.
Yes.
When I tell my clients, man, the bonus of working out, the bonus of getting trained is looking good. Mm. The main priority for anybody who wants to start working out is your health. That's the number one.
Yes. Yes.
Health. Everything else is a bonus. Looking good, clothes fitting good, confidence sky high, but it's your health. I get ecstatic when people tell me, Rick, I went to the doctor, I'm off high blood pressure pills. They said I'm good.
Mm.
I lost a certain amount of weight, I'm good. That's what I'm in this thing for. That's my purpose, is to check people's health and to better their health. The looking, the body stature and all that,
yes.
Bonus. It's cool, but that's the bonus part of it.
Right.
But the health is the number one factor, man. And us as men, Please go get your prostate check. Please go get everything. Get your yearly checkups.
Okay.
And if you need a trainer, man, go get a trainer. Don't have that ego to where, you know, I'm all right, I know everything. I'll just YouTube it. Let's just get it together. That's not even being fun.
Yeah, man, that's serious. That's serious.
Need help, reach out for the help.
That's right.
Need help, reach out for the help, man, because I'm pretty sure, and find somebody that's passionate about training you. Don't go to the person who's, you know, always money hungry, looking for money after the session every time. Go to somebody who really truly cares about their craft, and you see that they're practicing their craft, always trying to work on their craft, walking the talk.
Yes.
You can't have somebody, a trainer that's guiding you and doesn't look like a trainer.
Right.
Or
right.
Doesn't look like the person that you would want to look like.
That's right.
So when you're looking at that, just please look for somebody who's passionate, somebody who cares about your well-being, and if you tell them that, you know, the certain goal that you have, they're willing to accept that. Okay, now it's our goal.
Yes.
Right. Your goal is our goal.
Right.
And I'll be satisfied with our goal when we finish our goal. You know what I'm saying?
So right.
That's my kudos for that, man. Like I said, I appreciate you having me on, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We thank you for that motivation, man, because it's very, very serious. Okay. Well, guys, you have heard Rick Lewis, okay, the owner, operator, and founder of AIP Fitness in North Carolina, personal trainer. And as I said, guys, check him out on Instagram. He's got some really, really inspiring videos out there. He's also a motivational speaker and can be found all throughout Southeast America. So North Carolina, Georgia, right? Check him out. He's right. Out there. Right. Okay.
Instagram is @Mr.AIPFitness. Facebook is also Rick Lewis, AIP Fitness.
Okay, so there you have it, guys. Well, you know, until next time, you all be well. We will talk to you soon.
The Barbershop Group provides safe spaces for men to discuss issues of well-being and mental health. The Barbershop Group also serves as a resource to the community, providing consultations and public speakers through partnerships with attorneys, mental health professionals, family agencies, religious institutions, and other advocates. In the near future, the Barbershop Group seeks to renovate dilapidated residential and commercial properties in urban areas to create respite shelters for displaced men. We will also host mentorship retreats and workshops for young men and adults to foster growth through our Iron Sharpening Iron and our Rebuilding Men programs. In addition, we host a weekly podcast covering issues of mental health, homelessness, financial literacy, education, and leadership. If you would like to be a guest on our show, please email us at info@thebarbershopgroup.org, visit our Facebook page, or call 313-585-9948 for more information.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.